Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Man, here we go. You know, it's a little bit like going back in 60s TV. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Astor. As we pull abreast and get into low orbit, the Governor General of Planet Rick greets us. That would be the head of Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy. That would be Rick Astor. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening to you, man. How are you doing on this fine day today?
I'm probably going to be contrary today.
Contrary? What do you mean contrary?
Well, I see a lot of people. Are you going to Richmond, Virginia?
No, I'm not, man, but it's not for lack of desire. You know,
I don't think you should go.
No?
I don't think anybody outside of the state of Virginia should go.
You know, I was just in Virginia, you know, this past week.
That's right.
And, you know, it was on the back of my mind, you know, the entire time that I was there. And just following the local media and some of the conversations I was having with people, you know, in the hallway, you know, about things that were going on, man. And, you know, it's like you really don't know exactly how bad the situation is going to get. I hear there's some pro-gun people that are going to have a rally, and I did catch a headline that they're putting some emergency protocol into place where they're telling people that they can't carry guns while they're demonstrating and meeting. And
well, what they're doing is they're saying that white supremacists, white nationalists, and militias, and they're saying militias are coming to take over and storm the state capitol. An armed paramilitary group is coming in there, and what they're doing is by doing that, in my opinion, they're painting with a very broad brush. And anybody that shows up from out of state that is not a member of Virginia and is a Second Amendment advocate becomes a white nationalist or a militia member or whatever else. And the other thing I think they're doing, because of them banning weapons, I think there's also sort of setting them up for Antifa. But they're trying to invoke the memory of Charlottesville into this. So,
you know, it's really unfortunate that they're coming down with these heavy-handed, you know, restrictions on their First Amendment right, and then telling them that they can't carry, I guess, in advance to whatever anti-gun agenda they're trying to roll out eventually. But I think that's going to make the situation worse. You know, the fact that they're trying to bring in the so-called, you know, militia people and use them as the boogeyman is also, you know, is deceitful, and it's really disappointing. You know, we have militia people who are affiliated with militias all over the country. As a matter of fact, we have a few here in Michigan that hold gun rights rallies at our state capitol, you know, on a couple of, you know, times throughout the year. And I've actually joined them and spoke at their rallies, man. There's nothing about those people, you know, about members of militia that's of any concern. So, you know, I guess they're trying to paint them in an unfavorable light, for one, and then two, trying to use them as the boogeyman as if they're going to be, you know, inciting some violence, you know, which is also very misleading and deceitful. So,
yep.
You know, it doesn't surprise me, man. You try to take away, you know, someone's right, you know, and now we know that guns are front and center in the crosshairs, and any old excuse would be.
Yeah, I just think right now at this particular moment, I think Virginia needs to have a a moment of reality because they voted these guys in. And the ones that didn't vote, well, when you don't show up to, and I mean, listen, you're an activist. You know, if you're going to have an activity where you are trying to make a change, whether you're standing up for rights or whatever it is you're trying to do, you got to have participants, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think what that whole Virginia incident or circumstances is really letting us know, man, is letting us know, putting us on notice that just because you think you are in a pro to a state, you know, regardless of where it is, regardless of your take on, you know, the general mindset of the gun-owning populace, you can't take anything for granted, man. Never take anything for granted. You know, I've taken that viewpoint here in Detroit, man. We have a pro-gun legislature. You know, the governor who just got in office, you know, this year. The thinking is she's not pro-gun. In fact, that she's anti-gun and wants some anti-gun legislation. But if we have both houses of the legislatures pro-gun, some people are like, okay, well, you know, we're safe. And I'm like, no, you can never assume that you're safe regardless of where you live and looking at the politics of your legislature. Every single time we have a gun rights rally, man, at our state capitol, I'm there. Yeah, I was just at a local rally here in Detroit maybe a month ago, man. It was some local anti-gun people who were running for office, and they let it be known that an anti-gun agenda was some of the things that they stood for. Well, I called together a field trip is what I call it, where me and a bunch of my pro-gun friends and fellow gun owners, and we actually attended that so-called anti-gun meeting. And we waited for them to go through anti-gun speaker after speaker after speaker. And then at the end, when you have, you know, your moment of time for comment, you know, I made sure I made it up to the microphone. And all of my Pro 2A friends made it to the microphone. And one of the surprising things we found out, man, was that the vast majority of people who were in attendance at this meeting, you know, that was organized by some anti-gun folks, they were pro 2A and they owned guns. But see, that's the moral of the story I'm getting to. No matter where you are, no matter who's organizing the meeting, you still have to show up to ensure that both sides of the issues are discussed and that the pro 2A side is heard, man. You got to show up no matter what. You have to be there. You have to show up.
Yep. And I mean, Virginia didn't. 60% of the voters that could have voted in that stayed home.
And you know, when your foe is someone who is a billionaire and he's not shy about giving money to various different anti-gun interests, and if you're not showing up to have these conversations and to have these debates, and you're not showing up to vote, you know, because of, you know, history and how people have predominantly favored guns in Virginia, you still have to show up, man. You have to show up. You have to debate these folks, even though we hate what their opinions on guns in the Second Amendment. We still have to show up each and every single time. Every time.
They're never going to give up.
They're never going to give up.
They're counting on us giving up.
And we shouldn't be afraid of them never giving up. The whole point is that we should never give up, and we should never rest back on our laurels and say there's no way in the world they can beat us even if we don't vote.
Well, I tell you what, I have bogarted your time enough. I just wanted to, I'm pleased you're not going to Richmond, not because I did. I know wherever you go, you're going to be effective, but I didn't want you to go because I don't know what's waiting. And I'm afraid it's a bit of a powder keg. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. We're on the surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and when we get back, we're going to find out what's on his mind, because he is first and foremost a urban self defense instructor. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are currently on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and I took up way too much time. What are we talking about this fine evening, sir?
I had a very interesting experience, not unlike in times past. You know, I do a big, giant women's event every year, so there's always at least one opportunity when I literally have hundreds of women, you know, in attendance for training. But this was my regular, normally scheduled concealed pistol license class here in Michigan, and I had a group of 10 women that registered together. So along with my other attendees of the class was mostly women, mostly middle age, you know, my age, bracket, you know, 50s, you know, people who aren't necessarily starting families but are either grandmas or probably will be a grandma soon. And a lot of them have never owned a gun, but they wanted to take on a more active role in their personal protection. So one of the concepts that came up that we talked about at length during the concealed carry class was about guns in the home. And particularly, you know, we focused on kids and guns. And as we really had a good discussion about guns in the home as it related to children, man, we really went and did a deep dive in that class we did this past weekend, man. And so I was like, you know what, since I'm so invested, you know, based on the inordinate amount of time that I spent discussing it, I said that would be great food for thought for this week's Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Kids and guns, man. Kids and guns. Now, okay, you're from the South, so there presumably are some differences regionally as it relates to guns, right? So what has been your experience with guns in the home when you were growing up? Were guns just afterthought? You know, that part of the country in which you live is part of your identity, you know, down south.
Well, I mean, when I went to school, we used to see, you know, as a senior in high school, I'd see guns and gun racks in the high school parking lot. Because the students, you know, the students that were hunters would hunt either before or after class.
Mm-hmm.
And, shotguns and rifles were the most part. I shot a handgun for the first time when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes one of those, it definitely was different when I had children, but I still try to acclimate them to the fact that I had guns.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they couldn't find them, even though they didn't know where to look for them, even though they couldn't have, if they knew where they were, they couldn't have got to them, but they knew that I had them and they knew that I carried them. So, I mean, it was just a matter of fact for them.
So for this class that I recently conducted, man, that had a lot of women in it, you know, we really focused in on guns in the home and did a deep dive. And as women, you know, I don't want to say necessarily stereotypically, but by and large, they were rather curious as to my thoughts about guns in the home. And I certainly get it and understand why, you know, a woman would want to have a gun. I mean, especially depending on the individual characteristics of the woman. Maybe she lives alone, you know, or maybe she has children. There were some women who were in the classroom. They had never entertained the idea of actually getting a gun and being a gun owner. And that changed when, you know, they had a child, you know, a child, and that they realized the gravity of caring for that child. And they say, well, gee, I feel this way about guns, but maybe now I'm willing to have a more balanced approach to guns and to firearms. And that whole conversation just broadened, man. And I was telling them that there are some things about guns that you probably are not even aware about. But since we're talking about kids and guns, and we're taking an NRA class, you know, one thing that I wanted to start the conversation with was about the NRA's Eddie Eagle program. And for those who aren't familiar with it, this is a program that, you know, the NRA founded. You know, it uses an eagle, you know, as its mascot to dispense a lot of gun safety advice for parents or guardians who have, you know, children in their care and in their custody. And of course, If you've been in the gun movement for a while and you heard about 80 Eagle, you're probably familiar with 80 Eagle's four rules of what a kid should do if they come into contact with a gun, either at home or some other place. I'm going to put you on the spot like I normally do. Bill, do you know the four 80 Eagle safety rules for children?
I do not. I'll just tell you that right now. I do not.
Ah, well, that's great, because here's an opportunity for me to share.
Okay.
The four rules are very simple.
You got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Give me four rules in two minutes. Go.
I got it easily in 2 minutes. You should, A, stop. Two, don't touch. Three, run away. Four, tell a grown-up or responsible person. This is very simple. It's very easy to understand and to grasp. And I might add, the NRA's 80 Eagle program has this cartoon animated feature on its website that does a really good job of explaining that to children and to parents of children to view it together and to check it out. So, yeah, put that on your to-do list. Check out the 80 Eagle video at eddieeagle.nra.org.
Yeah, I never took an Eddie Eagle class, so I had never heard those before. But my youngest child just turned 29, so he might be a little bit beyond Eddie Eagle at this particular point. that's a luxury for me.
Well, you know, a lot of times, at least, you know, here locally, if you watch the newspapers close enough or the online media sources real closely, sometimes bad things happen when adults, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, come across a gun and never had gun safety training, and they have a negligent discharge. And sometimes, unfortunately, people get hurt. So gun safety is not just for children, Eddie Eagle. It's also for adults.
Well, let's hang on for a minute. We're on the surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and the topic at hand is your children, your house, your guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God?
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89-10, the USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow set another record, gaining 267 points to finish at 29,298. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This boy, you know what? I don't have that. So let's talk to Rick Ector from Planet Rick. Some habits die hard. All right. So we've gotten the Eddie Eagle thing and everything. Let us continue on. I'm sure there's more to it than just that, right?
Well, yeah. You know, if you think about guns and guns in the home, you know, and I've talked to a lot of people from our generation, man, and believe it or not, you know, our generation had parents and they owned guns and they had a very simplistic approach with respect to guns and the kids. They didn't necessarily secret them away. It was, in fact, an open secret, if at all. But this was the era when parents raised their kids a little differently than we do now today. And they had a talk and said, hey, the gun is there. Don't you ever touch it and don't you bother it. You know, they didn't live in an era in which we live in today, man. I mean, you just think about guns. I mean, everywhere. You can't get away from seeing images and sometimes negative images about guns. I mean, it permeates our entire society. You're talking about video games or TV shows, commercial films, even cartoons are exceptionally violent with gunplay, comic books, and you know what? The internet and misinformation from the so-called cool kids at school, man. There's a lot of information that is approaching and willing to program your kids about guns with negative imagery, man. And I think this is the time for us to be proactive. I think instead of hiding the guns and making it a secret and hope they never come across them or find a way to get keys and find access to guns, I think we should take the opposite approach, right? I think we should be open and transparent. I think that we should share with our kids that we are gun owners. And when it's appropriate, that we start indoctrinating and inoculating them, man. When we go to the gun range, take them to the gun range with us. Let them see us actually operating the guns, of course, you know, and might even want to take a very open and transparent, you know, approach. Maybe if you have a very straight talk with your kids and say, hey, these are not toys, they're nothing to be played with, but if you're ever curious about them, you know, I'm willing to let you see them and supervise you with these guns in an effort to remove all of the mystery from these guns. They're just a thing. And these things, yeah, you shouldn't have unsupervised access to them. But when you get older, it's perfectly normal for you to want to be a gun owner and do adult things with guns. For example, you might even grow up in a home that hunts. Phil, what's the minimum age for hunting in your home state?
I have no idea. Probably with adult supervision, there probably isn't one if you can pick up the weapon.
And that's probably the case. I didn't look up the information for your state, but, you know, curiosity got the better of me, and I said I wanted to do a deep dive for today's segment and actually get a decent understanding of youth and guns here in Michigan, man. There is a mentored youth training program for kids under 9. There's no lower limit, but for a $7.50 fee, that kid can be with you as you teach them about the great sport of hunting. They can hunt turkey, deer, small game, and get this, they can even fish. And if they get 10 years of age up until they're 21 years of age, they can get an apprentice hunter license. So at least on an official level, most states recognize that there's a proud American tradition of hunting. And let me ask one very pointed question about hunting, particularly deer. Deer hunting is very popular here in Michigan. If we did not license hunters to hunt deer, what would happen to the deer population?
It would probably be decimated, and it would probably be it would go bad for the deer. They would be overhunted. Am I right about that?
You know, it would not be a good situation for deer if we did not hunt. I mean, obviously the population would skyrocket out of control. There'd be too many deer, too little food, and the vast majority of them will find themselves migrating to urban areas, and we've seen that here locally in the state of Michigan, where deer have wandered out from the forested areas and started encroaching on the heavily populated areas, and they obviously pose a hazard to us, to our vehicles, to normal people, and two, they actually face a serious threat of starvation if their populations get too high out there in the wilderness. Makes you want to just go out and get a hunting license, doesn't it?
Well, I know that that's part of the management of the resources, because they have to be culled. I mean, they can't be right now in certain areas of New York. I think like in the Hamptons or something, they're having a deer issue, or they were, because they don't allow hunting in that area, right? So now they're having to hire hunters to go in there and try to cull the herds because they got too many deer in the place. So, yeah, it can get sort of out of get out of hand.
One of the things that we're finding about hunting in general is that there is starting to be experienced a drop in the number of hunters, particularly here in Michigan. You know, we recently tried to, you know, cut into, you know, the deficit budget-wise by hiking up hunting fees. And then, of course, you know, the age of hunting age men. You know, the number of men that are getting licenses is going to decrease as we pass on to, you know, the other side, man. And we have to do a good job of getting a new batch of hunters trained up and licensed. And we can start with these people as soon as they're under 11 years of age with proper supervision. But one thing that I want to focus on the next segment is some really good rules to have in place in terms of having a conversation with you and your children as it relates to guns.
And while we're waiting on the next break, why don't you tell everybody how they can find you and what you do and all the things that you have done and you got coming up? And
well, I am Rick Ector, Chief Instructor of Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. I'm a firearms trainer. So if you're interested in getting your concealed pistol license or you're interested in taking part in some of our pro gun activities, by all means, reach me on the internet. You can find me, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. I'm either at legallyarmedindetroit.com or Detroit DCW, or just Google my name, Rick Ector. You can't miss me.
In addition to that, do a search on Google for Rick Ector TV appearances. Rick has had some, he's had some doozies with some real yahoos before, and they'd be sort of entertaining in a way if they weren't just so sad. So, Rick has been plying the trade for quite some time, and of course there's Rick's all of his social media. Just check all that out. It's a very rich, deep field. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Rick Ector from, we're on Planet Rick right now. So here we go. Final go round in this rodeo tonight. So where do we end this one at, there, boss?
Right. Like in the class I taught this past weekend, it has a lot of women in the class. And obviously we spent probably more time than usual, but it's usually very appreciable in terms of guns and kids, man. And you know what? As a new prospective gun owner, you know, women are curious about guns, and sometimes, you know, they delay making the decision, even though they may be head of household, you know, might not be a man in a home, but they're concerned, especially when we look at the news media every night. We see some of the atrocities that happen both locally and across the country. And so my approach has been to be a responsible gun owner and to be a responsible parent. You know, start off by having some very open, serious, and frank conversations with your children about guns. You know, well, how early is too early? You know, I don't think it's never too early, but I think some of the communications and the talks that you have with them should obviously be age appropriate. You know, the thing that you want to get them to understand is that they're not toys. They're not something to play with. They're definitely not something that you want to impress your friends with. As a matter of fact, if they ever go over to their friend's home and someone shows that they have access to a gun or they start playing with a gun, you know, 80 Eagle definitely comes into play here. Stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell an adult, don't be in the area. You know, guns are not toys. And just part of that whole theme of guns are not toys and really stressing the kids the importance of being safe with guns. You know, I'm really a strong proponent of gun proofing the kids, man. Take them with you to the gun range when you shoot, when they get old enough. You know, as a parent, you'll be the judge there. Age-appropriate calibers in a safe, supervised environment. You know, remove the mystery and just get them to understand that it is a tool that has a very limited purpose. But when it is needed, it's the only tool that will get the job done. And, you know, just realize that my friend Ken Blanchard says all the time, you know, ignorance kills, you know, eliminate the curiosity, be open and honest and frank with them, introduce them to gun safety, introduce them to shooting, and you know what? You will probably do a very good job of reducing this desire to play with guns and wanting somehow to take guns to school or be silent if another kid brings guns to school. And, you know, one of the interesting things as part of getting ready for this show, man, I did a quick search on kids using guns at home to defend themselves. There are a lot of stories out there of kids home alone, we're talking in the 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old age frame, who have actually successfully used a gun in the home to defend themselves while they were home at long. I'm sure you've seen some of these stories, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
this one, what?
That's a pretty good indicator. I, you know, like the 14-year-old who knew how to operate an AR-15, I thought that was pretty good.
Right. There's a lot of adults who don't know how to operate and load an AR-15. But, you know, yeah, I'm looking at this one particular story, man, that really caught my eye today, man. It was about, you know, this Orange County, North Carolina kid. You know, this kid is only 12 years of age. He was home alone. Obviously, you know, well-mannered kid, you know, knows how to stay home alone and not get into trouble. Well, someone had the idea that the home was vacant, and some of the local bad guys thought that they would break into this home thinking it was unoccupied. And you know what? As I read the story, I was like, one, you know, this kid is obviously has a level of maturity about him such that he could handle the information about guns being in the home and not being sufficiently curious to want to play with them, because the parents did a great job of removing that curiosity. But that kid actually retrieved the home firearm and actually used it successfully to defend himself against a bad guy and hold the bad guy at bay until police actually showed up. So you actually would be surprised at what can actually happen if we use education, training, and communication with our children.
Well, not really. But I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, because I understand the value of that kind of thing. But They one of the things they're trying to do, and I'm sure you know this, they're trying to stigmatize all of that, aren't they? Like, well, if some kid's out there and he's got a Instagram page, and he posts a picture of him on the range or something, they will his school will come after him in some cases, not in all cases, but in some. We've seen that happen a few times. They're constantly
I've come across a few of those stories, man, where a kid is at the range, you know, with parents under supervision at a gun range, just enjoying the sport of shooting. If that kid was to post a picture, say, at a range, or a short video of them actually shooting in a booth at an approved target, and say they post it on their own personal social media page, there are actually some school districts that will take disciplinary action against that child under parent supervision, engaging in illegal activity at an approved place. It is the most unfair thing I've ever heard in the world.
That's still a fight to be waged, but I don't know how it's going to work. The education system is horrible, what they're doing to kids nowadays, and the propaganda that is portrayed out there with the mainstream media and everything. Most children, I ran into this, you might find this interesting. I talked to a grandparent who has a grandchild who is afraid of being shot in school. And I explained to the grandparent, I said, well, you know, that's a 1 in 614 million chance.
Okay.
Your grandchild has a better chance of being struck a couple of times by lightning in their lifetime, as opposed to being shot in school. Because we don't stay in school all of our lives. I mean, you know, we move to different schools as we go. And she told me, she said, yeah, but they have got, the teachers have got them scared half to death. And then I understood.
Yeah, I guess we just really, truly underestimate the influence that our children and that whole educational school environment, how much influence that they really have over our children. You know, despite some of the negative events that have occurred in our schools with bad guys, whether they're actual teachers or students or former students who are the actual culprits who are doing these bad things, you know, it's still a relatively rare occurrence. But one of the great things that I'm seeing that's happening as a consequence is that a lot of school districts are becoming pro protection. They are actually putting plans in place to defend those teachers and to defend those students in our educational institutions, man. And I think it is a positive development. Because I believe one of the reasons that attracts these bad guys or these sick people to these places such as our schools and other educational institutions is that they historically have been viewed as anti-gun, and there'll be no one there to actually confront them and make them stop. So I see it overall as a positive development, man, but I think it's absolutely shameful, you know, in the case that you mentioned, that our schools and our teachers are just terrifying our children and giving them unrealistic expectations that they're going to be shot at school. I think that's really sad.
We have run out of time. We will do this again very soon. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening. Planet Rick.
Thank you for having me. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is a next class in 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.